Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. With all the women in here, and we're here to celebrate us today, I think we need to be a little bit more joyous. Thank you. It is our wonderful Women's History Month celebration, and this is where Mayor Brown closes out Women's History Month, and we celebrate. I wasn't loud enough, apparently. And we celebrate us. So I've been told to rile you up a little bit. I wasn't quite sure how I would do that. So I think I'll start by sharing a little known woman's history fact. Today is National Girl Gang Day. Not girl gang in the sense of violence, but girl gang in terms of your girl gang. Who do you work with? Who do you play with? Those type of things. And it's a day for us all to be introspective. And right now, I'd like for you all to think, especially those of us in leadership, how are you a mentor to other women that you work with? How are you a leader? Are you a help or are you a hindrance? Are you a pusher or are you a puller? Do you gossip about other women or do you lift them up? Hillary Clinton said that there's a special place in hell for women who don't support each other, and I definitely agree with that. So I'd like you all to think about that today as we celebrate these wonderful women in our lives here in the city of Buffalo and the wonderful things that they do. With that, I'd ask you all to stand, and we're going to bring out the Buffalo Police Color Guard for the presentation of colors, and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Honor Guard, attention! Raise the colors. Pour arms. Forward march. Mark time, march. Detail 4. Honor Guard. Left face. Present arms.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Order, arms, right place, honor guard, forward march,
let's give our officers a round of applause. You may be seated. I'd like to present to you and introduce to you our mistress of ceremonies today, Ashley Rowe from WKPW. Ashley.
Well, good morning, everyone, and what a turnout. Thank you all for joining us as we celebrate some really amazing women here this morning. You know, as I look around this room, we are really in the presence of some incredible women. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul is here. We have some, yes. We have women leaders in politics, in media, business leaders, doctors, activists. This group, you are the backbone of this community. You hold this community up with your fierce dedication, and for that, let's all give each other a round of applause. Perseverance and strength in womanhood is what brings all of us here today. So to start off our program, the invocation will be given by Nona Watson.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Certainly it is a pleasure to be here on today to celebrate great women. It is also our time to acknowledge that we can do, meaning women, all things through Christ who strengthens us. I also just want to share, yes, come on, let's give it up for Christ. I also, before I actually say the prayer, I just wanted to share one scripture with you, and it's coming from the second chapter of 1 Corinthians, and it says, "I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him." I just want to say on today that it doesn't matter where you are, it doesn't matter what it looks like, if you love God, he has some great things in store for each and every one of you. At this time, I just ask that you join me in prayer. Oh, heavenly and most gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, oh God, as humbly as we know how, giving you glory, honor, and praise, oh God. Thanking you, oh God, for all of the many blessings that you bestowed upon us. Thanking you, oh God, even for this day, for it is the day you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh God, we ask you to bless this occasion as we celebrate these great women, women from all walks of life, women from all around the world. Some of them, oh God, we know, and some of them we don't know. Some of them, oh God, they are unsung, but we sing for them on today, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for our mayor just giving us this opportunity to share and celebrate these great women. And to you, oh God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Nona, for those wonderful words. It is now my pleasure to introduce to you the mayor of this great city, perhaps the greatest ladies man in Buffalo today in all the right ways, the Honorable Byron Brown.
Good morning, and thank you very much. Ashley Rowe, thank you so much for serving as our mistress of ceremonies this morning. Let's give Ashley Rowe another great big round of applause. And Ashley used the term ladies' man, and I have to introduce the only lady in my life, the first lady of the city of Buffalo, Michelle Brown. It certainly is a great honor for me to honor several remarkable women as we celebrate Women's History Month in the city of Buffalo. The national theme of Women's History Month 2018 is "Nevertheless, She Persisted." It became a rallying cry for American women in 2017, but it's really a phrase that describes generations of women who used tenacity and courage to achieve their goals. It certainly applies to the many women in my administration who have persisted in their professional and personal lives, never giving up as they work on behalf of the people of Buffalo. And I'd like to just mention a few of those remarkable women in our administration this morning. Deputy Mayor Betsy Ball, Finance Commissioner Donna Estridge, Human Resources Commissioner Gladys Herndon Hill, Deputy Corporation Counsel Kivette Chambers, Chief Diversity Officer Crystal Rodriguez, Director of New Americans Jessica Lazarine, Deputy Police Commissioner Kimberly Beatty, C District Police Chief Barbara Lark, and so many others. Let's give them a great big round of applause. Now it is my great pleasure to recognize someone who has been a champion for the state of New York, a champion for women, but a champion for all people. Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul embodies the spirit of our theme. She has been a lifelong advocate for women and families across the state, fighting for equal rights and opportunity for success. The Lieutenant Governor has worked at all levels of government, from town board to Congress, where she represented New York's 26th congressional district. She has led campaigns for many of the governor's signature legislative priorities, from the Enough is Enough sexual assault prevention program, to making college more affordable, to passing paid family leave. She chairs the governor's regional economic development councils, promoting economic development in every single section of our state, and is the governor's top representative in all 62 counties. In addition, she chairs the New York State Women's Suffrage Commission, and in 2006, she joined her mother and aunt in establishing the Kathleen Mary House, a transitional home for victims of domestic violence. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming to the podium our great Lieutenant Governor, the 77th Lieutenant Governor of the State of New York, Kathy Hochul.
Thank you, Mayor. It is an absolute pleasure to be recognized in my hometown. First of all, Mayor, I want to say good recovery on the ladies' man remark. Well played. And I do want to commend Michelle, who is a woman of strength and courage and is an incredible partner. So we know that the mayor does great things, but having you at his side has really made a difference in our community. And I want to give you a special recognition for our friendship and all you've done for our community. Ashley, thank you for agreeing to host this today, and Crystal for your work as Chief Diversity Officer, and all the incredible women that the mayor just mentioned who are part of his team here. I was starting to wonder, does he hire any guys at all? I mean, that's an incredible record, and it's important that you have leaders at the top who understand that bringing different voices to the table is not to be feared or a threat, but to be welcomed and embraced. And that's exactly what you've done here in assembling your team. So, Mayor, I want to thank you for that. But also thank you for making sure that City Hall is the epicenter of all the significant movements going on in our nation, including last year's March with Women. We gathered here this weekend. You gathered people to talk about sensible gun safety measures and our work to support those initiatives. So you've really been the epicenter of so many important causes. And on behalf of the governor, I thank you for the kind of leadership you've displayed here, and also your incredible leadership in helping transform my hometown into a place of great envy. And I literally just left a group of individuals from Rochester who came here to see how we did what we did. And so a lot of that credit goes to you, your administration, and all the individuals here. So thank you very much. Women's History Month. It's hard to think of women's history without thinking of an individual who the mayor and I just honored on Friday. And that is the life of someone who for a time represented part of the city of Buffalo in Congress, and that was Louise Slaughter. And I think that her lifetime of work for women and families and making sure that people had health insurance and the right to choose and so many other important issues will continue on through our work. And that is what I took from that celebration of her life, is that she may be gone physically, but what she left on us was a strong desire and commitment, indeed a calling to the rest of us to carry on in her name. So if we could just, for a moment, let's give a round of applause to Congresswoman Louise Slaughter and her lifetime of work for us. We've had an incredible year celebrating women's history because it also was the 100th anniversary of women winning the right to vote. And the mayor referenced this perseverance that started not far from here in 1848, when a group of 300 individuals, women and a few enlightened men who joined them, to stand up and say that women should no longer be treated as the property of their husbands but are free and independent and should have the right to vote. And I talk about the role of men in this movement as well, because it truly was the eloquence of Frederick Douglass who stood up at that Seneca Falls convention at a time when people were saying, maybe it's too audacious, maybe it's too crazy to ask for the right to vote and we'll never get very far. Frederick Douglass stood up and said, no, women deserve the right to vote. And yes, it took 70 more years of marching and women being ostracized by their communities and their churches and society. But they never gave up. And that is the story I want told all over the state, because New York State is the birthplace of women's rights. And that confers on us a special responsibility that is not on any other state. That is our story, to celebrate, embrace, and to inspire the next generation. So last November, on the 100th anniversary, we lit up the state in the color of suffrage, purple. We lit up City Hall, we lit up the Peace Bridge. I was in New York City, we lit up Times Square. We lit up the Empire State Building and the World Trade Center. But more than just lighting up with a color, we wanted to ignite a passion for those of us who've now been passed the torch for those early suffragettes and the people who came before us and paved the way, whose shoulders we stand. The torch has been passed to us, but not just for us to hand off to the younger generation. It's incumbent upon all of us in all of our roles to make sure that torch grows even brighter and how we have elevated the status of women during our time. And whether it's hiring qualified women, supporting those who run for office, making sure that their voices are represented in the C-suites, in the boardrooms, and also standing up against sexual harassment once and for all, saying women should not be the subjected to degradation, discrimination, or harassment because of their gender in the workplace. And I do believe when people look back 100 years from now as we celebrate the bicentennial of women's right to vote here in the state of New York, they will look at 2017 and 2018 as a time when there is a seismic societal shift in how women are viewed in society. And all of you will be the keepers of that flame. Our work is not over with a march. It continues every single day. And Mayor, I want to thank you for having such an important role in supporting women. And this honor means so much to me, particularly in my hometown. So I really am delighted to be recognized, but also with the other recipients, Jackie and the Radical Women's Night Out. That sounds like a club I could join any day of the week. Hey, count me in for whatever you're doing, Radical Women Night Out. It sounds like a lot of fun. So I'll be there to support your efforts and your promoting a wonderful art exhibit at the Art Gallery. And again, reminding people of the significant contributions of women, past, present, and indeed the future. Thank you.
Our lieutenant governor is also one of the most active lieutenant governors in the history of the state, crisscrossing every section of the state, seemingly every single day. She might not be able to stay for the entire program because she has to catch a plane, and United doesn't even wait for the lieutenant governor. Can you believe that? So I am very pleased to present our first award to Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul.
Congratulations, Lieutenant Governor, and you heard it from her, our work is not done yet, it's far from done. And she also mentioned Radical Women's Night Out. Well, if you haven't been to the Albright Knox in the past month, you have got until the end of May to experience a very powerful exhibit. We Wanted a Revolution, Black Women 1965 to 1985, showcases the contributions Black women artists have made to activist movements. Radical Women's Night Out explores the themes of this timely exhibition with thought-provoking speakers and artists, really highlighting the powerful role that art can play in creating change. So a second Radical Women's Night Out will take place on Thursday, April 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. Mark it in your calendars. So this morning, we honor the Radical Women's Night Out Committee, 24 incredible women, led by co-chairs Eunice Lewin and Mayor Brown's better half, Michelle Brown.
I'm going to ask all of the members of the Radical Women's Committee who are here to please stand and also be recognized. I also see one of our county legislators who has joined us, Erie County Legislator Barbara Miller Williams. Let's please give her a round of applause.
Our Our next honoree is a woman who has spent 30 years producing innovative and award-winning content across a broad range of media. Jackie Albarella has made documentaries that tackle tough topics like homeless women and children, and documentaries that showcase this great city, like the restoration of the Hotel Lafayette. Jackie's photography has been displayed in galleries throughout New York, and currently she teaches digital media at Harkness Career and Technical Center. At the end of this year, this is really cool, a coffee table book entitled Women in the City of Good Neighbors will feature unsung women who would never otherwise really be recognized for all the good work that they are doing for this community. The book is being put together by Jackie and Heidi Raphael, and they have put together a small committee of five successful women in this city to help them identify women for consideration in this book. All of the women that have been selected for this coffee table book will be from Buffalo and have made a lasting impact on this city. Congratulations, Jackie. Let's have one more round of applause for all of the honorees today. That's it for me. So thank you, Mayor Brown. Thank you to the Women's History Month Committee for having me as your MC this year. To officially close out the program, I'd like to welcome back to the podium Nona Watson.
Slight correction, I'm going to close out the program. Again, I want to congratulate all of our great honorees today and thank you for everything that you do in our community. I also want to again thank Ashley Rowe of WKBW TV Channel 7. Let's give her another round of applause. And I'd like to thank all of the women in the city of Buffalo for all you do for your families and for our community to make Buffalo a great place to live, to work, and to raise a family. And I am very pleased that as mayor, I have the power to proclaim things, and I will end my formal comments by proclaiming today Women's History Month Day in the city of Buffalo, New York. And now I will ask Nona Watson, who is director of the Buffalo Urban Renewal Agency and an ordained minister, to come out and give us our benediction.
Thank you. I ask that you all stand at this time. Heavenly and most gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we come boldly before your throne of grace, O God. O God, we ask for grace and mercy, O God, to help us in time of need. We thank you, O God, for this special celebration. We thank you for all the great women, O God. We thank them for all that they have done, O God, the gifts that they have offered unto us. God, we thank you for our mayor. We thank you for all the attendees on today. As we leave this place and not your presence, O God, we ask you, O God, to go before us and make our crooked places straight, to break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron, for you are God. O God, we ask that you be a fence around all of us. O God, a fence around our governments, a fence around our children, a fence around our families, O God, a fence around our homes, oh God. Oh God, if you do these things, we will be so careful to give you glory, honor, and praise for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen.